Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for everyone named Rasi Sheyichyu, for Yoshiyah B'yam Shilim Barisa Rus, for Sheini Chana Bas Malka, for Yisrael Daniel Ben Sheinadina. The Gemara in Bava Kama, the Chosayin Amid Beis says, Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Avid Inishdina Lenavshir. Rav Nachman Amar Avid Inishdina Lenavshir. Rav Yehuda says that you can't take the law into your own hands. Rav Nachman says you can take the law into your own hands. So now the Gemara explains. Heicha the ika pseido kulei amaloi pligi dovid inishdina lenavshir. If there's a loss involved, then everybody holds that you could take the law into your own hands. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokas? Heicha the leka pseido, when there's no loss. Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Avid Inishdina Lenavshir, kevin the leka pseido lezel kami dayona. He says there's no loss, so why don't you just go in front of the dayanim? So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman says no. Avid inishdina lenavshir, kevin the bedin avid lo tarach, since he's doing Fiyadin, he doesn't have to be Toreach. And he's allowed to be take the law into his own hands and be Osedin La'atzmo. If someone owes him money, he could take it back and the like. That's the machlokas of Ovid and Shtinel and Avshi. You're allowed to carry out the law in your own hands, you have to go to Beis Din. So if there's a loss involved, everybody agrees. The shaila is if there's no loss involved. Rav Nachman says a chiddush, kevin de bedin avid lo tarech. Since he's doing al pidin, he doesn't have to be tarech to go to Beis Din. The Rif paskin is like Rav Nachman, because we paskin halacha Rav Nachman bedini, and in yanei din halacha is like Rav Nachman. Rabbeinu Ephraim is tameh on the Rif, and he writes as follows: Hom milso lav dinahu, lav dina. This is not din. The lespa p'tur v'chiyuv. There's no onion of being potter, being chayiv. Les benami of madrina, lo madrina. There's no Indian here. If you do it, does it go back? Do you have to return it? Do you not have to return it? Ela b'mutter v'aser kamifligi. Here the shaila is it mutter to din benafshay? Benafshay, is it mutter to take the law into your own hands or not? Or is it aser? For Nachman says mutter, of Yudas is aser. And therefore, you don't necessarily pass him like Rav Nachman. The Rif says he passed like Rav Nachman because this is din. He says, isn't it a din? Isn't it a mutter or aser? The onion in a tour of a chayav or where we'd listen to Rav Nachman. It's a matter of mutter or aser. So we have to understand the svaras ha-machlokas between the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim. The machlokas is considered a machlokas bedin or machlokas in iser v'heter. And we're going to base our analysis on that of the Rosh Yeshiva, former Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah, Hagaon Rav Elchanan Konstadt, Zichrono Livracha. In the Tur, the beginning of Siman Dalet, he writes, Alfi Sheyachad HaYachad Ladun Oisa Din La'atzmai. Even though a Yachad doesn't know how to judge, he's not a Dayan, he can still take the law into his own hands. Perishim Rosh Shelo Biyad Acher. If he sees what's his in somebody else's hands, Shegazlo, somebody else stole it. Yachad Lekach Smiyod La'at Shegazlo, he can take back what the person stole from him. Ad kan, lashon hatur. We have to understand kavanas hatur. Why was he makdim that a yachad ain't a yachal ladun, so oisa din la'atzmo? What do we call ladun? And what do we call oisa din? Mavdel benim. Af bishen a yachad yachal ladun, oisa din. What is ain't a yachal ladun? And what's oisa din? La'asos din. So it appears as follows, that b'chol din Torah that comes in front of the Beis Din, they're really po'alim b'shnei mishorim. They're really working on two levels. Number one, they're mevar the din la'mito, and the Torah is mitzavet l'chol Yisrael, to listen to the achorach ha'beis din, and to be makabel divrei ha'beis din. It's number one. Number two, that they have a koyach to be koyfel ha'bal din, a kaimes divreim. They can force the bal din to fulfill what they say. And if the Beis Din paskins the din, and the kfiyah is done by hediotos or by goyim, and the baal din is not mechuyev l'kaimis divrayim. Uma she'asu b'lo koyach Beis Din ain't no klum. What they do without a koyach Beis Din is nothing. It's the Beis Din that has a koyach to be koyach din, not others. That's what the Torah writes, that even though a yachad ain't a yachal ladun, v'ainu shen yachal varis hadin, the The yachid can't be mevarer the din that we're going to be mekabel his achroah. Nevertheless, oisa din laatzmai, dahainu, that if he sees shaloi biyat chavero ba'oifin, that if he would go to Beis Din, the Beis Din would force his friend to give it to him, he himself could be koicha chavero without the koicha chavero. He can force his friend without the koicha of the Beis Din. That's the din of ain o yachal ladun. He can't be done. He can't be mevarer the din. He can't be noisiv and noisain. The ksais is like this. The nesivis is like this. Tumim ahin aher. Can't do that. But still, it could be oisedin. He could do the kfiya aspect of the judgment. He can enforce the law. Apizel, we can explain the Rambam when he's talking about the halacha of avodin din al nafshein Sanhedrin perek beis halacha yud beis lefikoch im kibal of bal dinoi veviu lebeis din v'darshu matzu shasa ka halacha v'din emes don laatzmai ein soisun es dina. The bal din was accepting. And they bring him to the Beis Din. And they found that he was done din emes, the one who was over din al-nafshe, did correctly. We're not soser his din, that's the solution of the tour. In other words, be'emes, it's not possible an inyan of kfiya. Lekayim, im adayin lo donu levayres hadin. How are you kofa without beir hadin? So for the Rambam's mechadish, they don't know chinami. Sichem achak achol the virus hadin beveizdin. Afterwards, you're mevara the din, and im nimtza shasu kalocha. If this person did kalocha, he did properly by taking the law into his own hands. Then ain so sin as dino. Then you don't contradict his din. You don't overturn his judgment. And if he didn't do kalocha, so then it was lo kedin, and now he's chayiv kedin choivel bechaveru. Because kfiya below din is not kfiya, stam chabala. Stam, he hits his friend without any din, unjustifiably, stam chabala. V'nimtzeinu lemeidim mizeh, gamelina beizin atzmo. That sometimes they also can be makdim the kfiya before they're machriya the din. Gon begavra lima, you have a zas sort mensh, a violent mensh. If they don't take it from him now, they're not going to be able to do it afterwards, so they can be hofech the seder. They can be makdim the kfiya l'achoras adin. Ukedin avadin ish dina l'navshe. Shemakdim es ha-kfiya koidim l'beir adin beveizdin. Just like the person does, the individual. It can also be medaktik medivrei Rambam. The Rambam there was makdim b'zeh loshen. Yesh l'adam lasis din la'atzmo im yesh biyado koyach. Person can do din if he has the koach. It's pashut. If he doesn't have the koach, then he can't force his friend. Az ma kavanat ha-Rambam b'ze? Aval lafi dvarenu afshar lomar shemekivan, since kol din of avodin ish din al-nafshe is midin kfiya, it's also for him to do it if he knows that he can't be kofa. If he's not going to be able to get it back, he's not allowed to start. Then it's stam choivel. It's stam hitting a person. It's stam. He's over on the lav of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef La Koisa. You're not allowed to give an extra mak. You're not allowed to hit somebody. So it's only if he knows he has the koach to overcome, then he can to hit the guy. But if he doesn't, mechitesi stam is a choivel. That's why the Ram was makdim him. Yesh lo adam lasis in latzim im yesh biyado koach. Only if he has the koach to do it. Otherwise, he's stam hitting his friend. So now we have the following stuff. Is this din of Avodin Shdin al Nafshe is Minat Torah or is it Metakonis Chachamim? So it would appear that it's totally in a machlokas Rashi Tosas Gittin Peches Amid Beis. We dash in there. Lefneim v'lo lefnei hadiotos. Rashi says, this pasuk is saying, Lefneim the Shivim Zakenim Sha'ala Moshe Lahar. The Das HaTosas, this pasuk is talking about the Elohim that's written in the Parsha. And we learn from this, says Tosas, Dele'inyan Isui V'kfiya Be'inan Mumchim. And when it comes to forcing, you need dayanim mumchim. You need expert judges. Kach kosvu ha-toisis, le'el, b'daf tesvav omer aleph. So the Netziv explains machlokas Rashi and Toisis. The Ladas Rashi, we don't require a beis din mumchim for a isui and kfiya. The force to coerce, we don't need a beis din of mumchim. Ladas ha-toisis, Gam linyan isui v'kfiya, we require dafka mumchim. And now, we don't have any more dayanim mumchim, we don't have any more musmachim. So we're avdin on shlichus sayu, the brotei dinim today, are doing the shlichus of the Beis Din. Aval ha-yochid, osur loy lahako yisur lahafrish meyisur, but the yochid is not allowed to hit. It's only the Beis Din. Lufiz anero shitas Rashi, that we don't need the din kfiya Beis Din mumchim, so we can say that this din of avinish din olenavshe is minat Torah. Because the whole ikar din of avinish din olenavshe is linyan kfiya, and you don't need a Beis Din of mumchim. But lashitas ha-tesvis, that we require a Beis Din of mumchim af linyan kfiya, and we're doing their shlichus, so it must be that the din of avinish din olenavshe is mitakonas chazal. Because you can't say that shlichusayu of dinan legabei beizdin she legabei adam legabei legadei adam prati, a person can't be say he's doing the shlichus of the beizdin. That's only a beizdin can do. A beizdin today can do the shlichus of the earlier beit din and mumchim. About zogin that a person today, an individual, is doing the shlichus, that you can't say. So Tosis would hold on a doraisa level, the yachid can't do anything. It's only a takana de rabbanan of Ovid and Ishtin and Avshi that he can carry out the kfiyah. Gemara Sanhedrin, Zion Amid Bezer, Sher Tosim. What's Pshat Asher Tosim Lefneim? Gemara says, Elu Kleat Dayanim. Put before him the Kalim of the Dayanim. Rafuna Ki Abanofik Lidin Omar Hachi Apiku Limani. Chanusoi, makel, ritzua, shufra, v'sandala. I want you to give me all these different things to help convince the Baal Din to listen to the Din. A ma, a staff, a whip. A ritzua, it's like our ritzuas of tefillin, straps. So these are the klei dayanim. Dayanim have to have klei dayanim. V'huva din zeh b'tur b'simen aleph. V'ein sham b'sma b'sif katan aleph. Shetam ala mechaber v'arma sheshmitu l'din zeh. Shetzichim shu klei dayanim lefneim. Why were the tour and the why were the mechaber and the ramah mashmit this din? The sma says, because maybe they hold, because this is only for the dayanim smuchim, where it says tosim lefneim. El shemidivrei atur lo mashma kein. That it's only for the dayanim smuchim. So based on what we said, it would appear that this din is totally machlokes Rashi Tosis. If we say that even mizman hazeh we require beis din mumchim for din kfiya. Just we're doing their shlichus. So where the Beis Din Mumchim themselves require klei dayanim lefneim, so anan, us, that shlichusai of din are no better, and we also require klei dayanim lefneim. But if we say that we don't need Beis Din Mumchim for kfiya, so we don't require klei dayanim lefneim. So even though we learn from this pasuk elu klei dayanim that they have the koach lakuf it's a baal din bekelim elu, but it's not a din in the Beis Din dafka. Even a hedjut can be koife if the din is din emes. And since the Shulchan Aruch was saying kedas Rashi that we don't require a Beis Din of smuchim for din kfiya, he was mashmit this din of klei dayanim. As the tour pass continued klei dayanim because he's holding like Tosfos that our batei dinim are carrying out the shlichus of the earlier batei dinim smuchim, and therefore just like the earlier batei dinim smuchim require klei dayanim to coerce the person to listen to the judgment, so to our batei dinim. But the Shulchan Aruch maybe is in Ramar holding like Rashi that we don't need for din kfiya beizim smuchim, and therefore it's also not necessary to have the klei dayanim lefneim because they're not carrying out the shlichus of the earlier beis din. Even a yachid can do kfiya. However, we have to be ma'ayim b'shitas ha-ramah, because in Siman Dalet Tzifal, the Ramah writes, the dafka hu be'atzmo yochol le'mevad din le'nafsho. Also, lastly, they akum. He himself can do din le'nafsho, but he is not allowed to do it through goyim. He's not allowed to get some big biryonim, goyim, to carry out the din. Mavurashem be agra, because you're not allowed to be done lifnei dayan yakum where akos shalem. You're not allowed to judge in goyish courts. So the chayra we have to understand. The vadai, when you come for judgment before goyim, we say lifnei below lifnei akum. But here we're talking about the din of avodin shtina lenafshe mach patlanu im yaset akfiya yidei akum. What does it matter? Your kofel day akum or your kofel day sheltu makel? What's the difference? He's going to come afterwards to the base and shall yisrael. They're going to be mavar the din. So why doesn't it work? So ma bayakan. Based on shita satosis, as we explained it, we can understand very well that since we require the din kfiya beizim smuchim vanan shlichusayu of dinan, if so, Chazal warned metaken that he could be koife unless it's a Yisrael. Chazal were only metakein if it's a Yisrael. Because he's like the Shliach Beisdin. Shivar achakach es adin. But the Yisrael gives over the kfiya to the Akum. He's over the Yisrael lefneim below lefnei Akum. Because the inyan of kfiya also has to be lefneim. In other words, the reason you can't give it over to the goyim is because the kfiya is part of the din. And that's Shitas Tosfos. For kfiya, you need the beis din. And therefore, you can't have akum involved. Because then it's already lefneim below lefnei akum. So it emerges then that the Ramah is holding like Tosfos. Because Shitas Rashi is that you don't need beis din smuchim in the kfiya. Uvade lo gora akum mi makel. A goy is no less than a makel. It's not part of the judgment. It's just something separate. You don't need a bezim mumchim for the kfiya. So you can use a makel. You can use a goy. But shitas tosis, and that's how the Ramah seems to be holding. No, this is part of the judgment. For this kfiya is part of the judgment for which you need beizim smuchim, and therefore a goy. If you have a goy, do it. It's lefneim below lefnei akum. Then kim tzadik tekashe. Amai hishmit haramah. Why did the Ramah omit this din of the Gemara and Sanhedrin that we require that the klei dayanim should be lefneim? If they're holding like Tosfos, l'shitas haTosfos, the klei dayanim have to be in front of them because that's shlichusayu of dinan. And just like the original Beis Din of Mumchim would have Klei Dianim Lefneim, so to our Batei Dinim, which have a Din of Shlichusayu. And that includes the Kfiya. So it would appear that for this reason, the Gemara have a Mina, Shafilu B'makom Pseida, even in a case of loss, we don't serve it a Din of Shlinafshe. Why? Because the b'tchila originally the havamina was that we require l'din kfiya based in smuchim dafka vanan shlichusayu of dinan, but based in shel hadiyotas for kol shken adam ba'atzmo is not considered a shliach based in, and he can't be koife afilu b'makom pseide, but in a case of loss he can force. And that we conclude that b'makom pseide l'kuli amar of ishtina l'nafshe l'shitas rashi, it's because ein achinami we don't require based in smuchim l'din kfiya, as we explain. And only in a case where there's no pseidah zman d'omra v'lo avid inish dina l'nafshe. Because granted that we don't require that they should be smuchim, nevertheless, we require that they should be considered a shliach bezin, otherwise he's stam choyvel, that without a bezin there's no din kfiya. And he can't hit his friend, he needs to be a shliach of the bezin, of this bezin, of some type of bezin. But stam to hit him himself, lo avid inish dina l'nafshe. So if there is ikah pseidah, so everything is cool. He can go and he can take the law into his own hands. Because you don't need Beis and Smuchim for Kfiya. But if, like a Pseid, if there's no loss, then you're right, you don't need Beis and Smuchim anymore. But at least the person doing it has to be a Shlich of the Beis Din. And if he is not, then it doesn't work. And he's stam hitting the guy. That's how Rabbi Yehuda holds. He's not a shliach bezin. He's stam hitting the guy. Rav Nachman says no. Since we're going to be mevar the din afterwards, it's as if he's a shliach bezin. Yesh lo rishus lakuf his chaver below lelech kodim lebezin. He is the rishus to hit the guy even before they go to the bezin. You don't need a bezin to smuchim. But he needs to be a shliach beis din, and he's a shliach beis din, and afterwards they're going to go to the beis din and be mevarei the din. Kolashen agamara lekamon, nasi yadik shliach beis din uptura. Mashen kain, where there is a psay that everybody holds that he's considered a shliach beis din, because vaday beis din want to make him a shliach to save him from a hefsay. And if there's not even a pseid of tircha, like he's standing right in front of the bezin, then certainly he can't do din la'atzma l'kulei alma, because then there's no minyan of shliach bezin. Bezin definitely doesn't want it to be a shliach. Ulishita satesvis. That we conclude that b'makom pseid l'kulei alma of it is because that's takanas chazal that la'atzma mena hefseid. We make him a shliach, and he's considered a shliach of the Beis Din Hasmuchim. That's according to Tosfos, that the Rabbanan, we make a Mashliach of the Beis Din Hasmuchim. And there's no Pseida, there's a Machlokas Rav Yudin Rav Nachman. Vida holds that since Me'ikar Adin, we require Smuchim Ladin. Kfiyah. So if so, it's Mestaber that they were not Metakein, that he should be a Shliach Mokom Zalek a Pseida. And Rav Nachman says no. Since there's a pseida of tircha here, Chazal were metakein, according to the Avon of Tosis, Chazal were metakein, that he should be the shliach of Beis Din Hasmuchim. And therefore, Ovid and Estina l'Navshe. So if there's a hefseid, then everybody agrees that he's a shliach of Beis Din Hasmuchim. If there's no hefseid, then there's a machlokas whether he's a shliach of Beis Din Hasmuchim. And with this, we can explain the machlokas of the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim. That the Rif holds that this din of Ovid and Shtina l'Navshei is because he's considered a shliach based in Mamish. That we require based in Smuchim Dafka, Gamlin in Kfiya, like Tosis, Vishlichu Sayu of Dinan, and we're just doing their shlichus. And there's a machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Nachman, if he's a shliach based in or not. And we pass him like with Nachman, Allah, like with Nachman Bedini. Because this inyan of being kai for the din is part of din. Avo Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that he's not considered a shliach based in mamish. And not that it says in the Gemara, nase yadoi kishliach based in, means that he has a heter lakuf kidin shliach based in, and he's not considered a chovo b'chavero. And there's melchokas with Yerim Nachman, if in such a case, where the din is barur, and if he goes to Beis Din, they're going to paskin like him. Is it mutter for him to be koyfe chavero without going to Beis Din or not? And it's machlokes in iser veheter. Are we matir lasis din latzmo? Since we don't require ledin kfiya dafka Beis Din smuchim kishitas Rashi, so maybe there's a heter for him to go. Because we don't require a Beis Din of Smuchim. So he doesn't have to be the Shliach of Beis Din Smuchim. Or maybe, even though we don't require a Beis Din Smuchim, he still has a mitzvah to first go to the Beis Din, to be Mevara the Din. And we take a paskin like Rav Yehuda. Because it's not Rav Nachman, it's not Dini. So he's not a shliach based in Mamish. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Menachem menatkim oto me'abei din. Fi arif, who oseh at ha-shlichut shel ha-based din, eze based din, based din of smuchim. Like Tosis. And therefore, we pass him like Rav Nachman, because this is din. He's the long hand of the Beis Din. He's the shliach Beis Din. So we pass him like the Rav Nachman Bedini. This is din, and Memeil of it in Tino Lenafshei. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds no. He's not mamish the shliach Beis Din. Just means that he can force like a shliach Beis Din. He's not considered chovo b'chavero. So So Rabbeinu Ephraim holds a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman is, if the din is barur, can he take the law into his own hands, but not al shliach beis din, just to see if a heter. See if a heter lochov is chaver below lechet lebeis din or not. On one hand, could be mutter, because for din kfiya we don't require a beis din, like we said before in Rashi. For din kfiya we don't require the beis din, so he's completely independent. So shalom al Yisrael. Or maybe no. We don't require a beis din smuchim, but there's still a mitzvah for him to go to beis din first, that they should be mevar his din. And therefore it's aser for him to take the law into his own hands. Ah, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, aser for him to take the law into his own hands, or mutter for him to take the law into his own hands. It's not a din in beis din. So that there we were passing like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Nachman Bedini. This is iser v'heter. So we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. No, Hadvarim Hayin Eflaim. And we have a lot more we'd like to say about this sugya, so we give ourselves a bracha that we do so. Shenasu avanishna perek zeh, sheniske lilmodu lelameit, lishmor v'lasos, ulekayim is called divrei salmut harasoi bi'ahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.